Peace to the brothers and sisters near and far. We are brothers from the congregation of 12 tribes of Israel. For those that are near, our headquarters is located at 3047 Tibbett Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10463. For those that are far, you can log on to our website at 12tribes.net or riseisrael.com. Also, our toll-free number is 888-447-1695. For those that are seeking the truth, take the first step in gathering ourselves unto our King as one body in every location. Give all praises to our Heavenly Father and His Anointed One. Shalom.
All right, so today's class is going to be about the Book of Manessas, or the Prayer of Manessas, as it is called in the Apocrypha. So we're going to 2 Chronicles 33 to read about Manessas first and understand, you know, what kind of person he was. So read that out, 2 Chronicles 33, verse 1.
2 Chronicles chapter 33 and verse 1. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem.
Right, so remember that at this time period, you only had the kingdom of Judah still abiding in the land of Israel, still staying in the land of Israel. The 10 tribes already have been taken out, the bulk of them. The Assyrians took them into slavery. And Manasseh was the son of King Hezekiah, who was a righteous king, the king of Judah. So Manasseh started ruling in the household of his father, okay, in the kingdom of Judah, when he was 12 years old. And he ruled for 55 years in Jerusalem. Okay? So that means that basically, if you added up 12 plus 55, you have what? 67. That's how long he lived, up to 67. Just like we were going over on Sunday's class, that the majority of the lifespan of man, at most, well, let me put it to you this way, the average of man's lifespan is usually 70 years. Continue reading verse 2.
It says, but did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel.
Right, so this king did not take after his father, Hezekiah. Hezekiah was a very, very righteous man. Out of all the kings of Judah, there were only three that were considered righteous before the Most High. David, Josiah, and Hezekiah. Those are the three kings out of the kingdom of Judah that were considered righteous. Here it is that he had a son, but his son Manasseh followed after all the customs of the Canaanites, whom the Most High kicked out of the land of Israel for their wickedness. Right?
For he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down.
Look at the wickedness that he did. His father broke down all the high places. What does it mean, high places? All the places where the people were worshiping false gods. He built them back up. So he basically, all the work that his father did, he basically made it to become like nothing. That's what the scripture talks about. It's not good when you have one building and the other pulling down. Hezekiah was trying to build our nation. His son, he basically caused our nation to be what? Destroyed in sin. Alright, when you read on the books of Jeremiah, the Kings, it tells you that the Most High took us out of the land and into slavery in Babylon because of the sins of Manasseh. Meaning because he taught Israel to do wickedness, from that time forward, the Most High was like, I'm going to take you out of this land. And I'm going to enslave you all the way to Babylon. So read on.
For he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down, and he reared up altars for Baalim.
Right, when it says reared up altars for Baalim, meaning real altars for their false gods. Alright, Baalim means plural for lords. They're different lords and different gods.
And made groves and worshipped all the host of heaven and served them.
Right, not only did he worship the idols that they had, but he also worshipped what? The host of heaven means the stars. He worshipped the moon. He worshipped the sun. Continue.
It says in verse 4, also he built altars in the house of the Lord, whereof the Lord had said, in Jerusalem shall my name be forever.
And because of that, he's considered to be the wickedest king of all time. Because how is it that he built in the temple of the Most High altars for his false god? So he basically compared the Most High to his idols. The temple of the Most High, he made it into a temple of idols. Inside the temple of the Most High, he built altars to his idols, to his false gods. Continue.
Verse 5. And he built altars for all the hosts of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord.
Right, so in other words, he was building things for the stars, for the moon, for the sun. In the two courts of the Most High. Okay? In the house of the Most High. Continue.
Verse 6. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom.
Right, to cause your children to pass through the fire, that meant that he sacrificed his children to Molech. Alright, which the Most High told us not to do. He actually put them in literal fire. He sacrificed them in fire to Molech. Okay, continue.
Also, he observed times and used enchantments and used witchcraft and dealt with the familiar spirit and with wizards. He wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger.
So, in other words, he was using witchcraft of all kind. Okay, like today you have different kinds of witchcraft. Psychics, you have what? Tarot card reading, you have the horoscopes. Because if you worship in the stars, that means you are going to be dealing in what? In witchcraft. Mm-hmm. In the zodiac signs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Basically, you have people that try to read your palm. Ouija boards, people that try to do potions. Okay. Try to chant out words that they believe had different witchcraft, and every single kind he was involved in. He had wizards, he had enchantments. Enchantment is when, you know, somebody basically chants something, all right, and say, you know, like you know how in the movies they say abracadabra, like that, and they think that that has power. And then you have, you know, witchcraft, which deal with potions, all types of stuff. And familiar spirits is those that go to the dead or try to speak to spirits that are, you know, family or by familiar spirits. Yes, I.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. Enchantments also deal with, like, rabbit's foot,
right.
Talismans,
right.
You know, stuff like that, like a lucky coin.
Right.
You know.
All that stuff is witchcraft. Wishbone, wish upon a star, you know, all that stuff. Continue.
It says in verse 7, and he set a carved image, the idol which he had made in the house of Yahweh, of which Yahweh had said to David and Solomon, his son, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen before all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. Neither will I any more remove the foot of Israel from out of the land which I have appointed for your father.
Right, so showing you basically that the Most High has spoken to our forefathers about how the kingdom of heaven will be where. That's what it means by, neither will I any more remove the foot of Israel from out the land which I have appointed for your fathers. Because the land that was promised to Abraham, that's the land that Israel had received. But since they were in wickedness, the Most High started kicking them out. He started with 10 tribes, left the tribe of Judah still there, okay? But now he's about to remove them also. Now when we are, if it be the Most High's will, we make it to his kingdom. When we return back to Jerusalem, we're not going back to captivity. The land is going to go back to what? To his paradise that it had in the beginning, okay? And our foot will no longer be removed out of it, right? Meaning we will always be a nation that has that land in our possession. Look, the land is cursed right now. And the nations still fight for it. It shows you how precious that land is. Okay, you got the Arabs and the fake Jews fighting for a land that is not even blessed at this moment. So showing you how holy that land is. Alright, continue.
So that they will take heed to do all that I have commanded them according to the whole law and the statutes and the ordinances by the hand of Moses.
And remember what we read on Sunday, how our spirit will be changed from what? From a stony heart to a fleshly heart. So that shows us that we're no longer going to be in sin. He said that our spirit will be able to take heed to all the commandments, all the laws, all the ordinances that are written in the law of Moses. Continue.
Verse 9. So Manasseh made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to err.
Right, so he made the people to err. To err means to commit error. Okay, what was the error? The error was that the people started worshiping idols just as he worshiped idols. That the people started going and, you know, seeking after wizards and witches instead of seeking the Most High for answers. Continue.
And to do worse than the heathen.
And to do what?
Worse than the heathen.
Right. Why is it worse than the heathen? Because the people knew better. At some point, we even taught the heathens to do sin instead of teaching them to do what? Righteousness. The Most High gives us the law so that we could be what? An example to our own people and even to the strangers. So that the strangers would look at us and say, this is a wise and understanding people. That's what the scriptures say. Continue.
Whom the Lord had destroyed from before the children of Israel.
Right. And if the Most High destroyed the strangers, how much more will He destroy us if we're doing worse than them? Continue.
Verse 10. And the Lord spake to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken.
Right. So the Most High, as always, you know how He's merciful? Before He brings destruction upon a person, you know what He does? He'll send someone to speak to them and to warn them and to tell them, look, repent before you get what? Punished. Okay? It says, and the Lord spake to Manasseh and to his people, but they will not hearken. Let's give an example how the Most High speak. Hold your spot here. Let's go to Jeremiah 25. Jeremiah chapter 25. I'm going to read from verse 4. Jeremiah 25 and verse 4.
Jeremiah chapter 25 and verse 4. And the Lord hath sent unto you all his servants, the prophets.
Right, it says the Lord has sent, past tense. Okay, has sent unto you all his servants, the prophets. Because Jeremiah wasn't the only prophet giving correction unto Israel. Right, before Jeremiah, someone had to correct who? Manasseh. Who was that one correcting Manasseh? Isaiah. Isaiah was one of those prophets. Micah was one of those prophets. Okay? Correcting those wicked men back then to do what? Let's see. Read.
It says, and the Lord have sent unto you all his servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them.
Right. Rising early. What it means rising early, meaning in the morning. Getting up early in the morning and sending them. Showing you that the prophets were no lazy men. Okay? That was their job. Their 9 to 5 was to rise up early and go and teach the people the commandments and teach them repentance. Continue.
But ye have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear.
But ye have not listened, it says, nor inclined your ear to hear. Read.
It says, they said, turn ye again now, everyone, from his evil way.
Right. To turn ye means repent. Repent from your evil way, meaning stop doing what you're doing. Be sorrowful for what you have done and change your ways. Continue.
It says, and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord have given unto you and to your fathers forever and ever.
So you see that? That land was meant to be given to us for how long? Forever and ever. In other words, the Most High has promised that the kingdom of heaven will be established in that land. And if we would have kept the commandments, He would have given it to us in that land. We were meant never to leave that land. But because of our sin, the Most High had to kick us out of the land. All right, continue.
It says in verse 6, and go not after other gods to serve them and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the works of your hands, and I will do you no hurt.
You see that? He said, don't go after other gods. If you don't go after, you're not going to be hurt. The Most High is not going to remove you. All right, continue.
Yet ye have not hearkened unto me, saith the Lord, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own hurt.
Right, because a lot of times we think we're hurting the Most High.
Excuse me.
But the Most High says it's to your own hurt. Okay? So Jeremiah was teaching the same thing as the prophets before him. All right? You had the prophets going out, telling the king and telling the people to stop doing what? This sin and worshiping other gods. Because once you start worshiping other gods and you're doing witchcraft, what is the next thing you're going to do? You're going to start what? Committing adultery, committing fornication, you're going to be eating blood. Anything that comes to your mind and to your body and to your spirit and to your flesh, you actually going to what? Do. And that's what happened at that time period. So the prophets were going back there and teaching the people, repent. Repent. Look, if you repent, the Most High will not punish you. If you repent, the Most High will not take you out of this land. If you don't repent, He's going to bring destruction. Okay, that's what they were telling the people. If you don't repent, He's going to bring these kings against us. He will bring us into captivity. See, the difference from the prophets of today and the prophets of then, they said, thus saith the Lord, King Nebuchadnezzar is coming. Whereas the prophets of today say, thus saith the Lord, King Christ is coming. There's a big difference. Why? Because one is captivity. The other one is what? Destruction. It's the eternal judgment. Alright? It's the last day, as the scripture says it. Right? It's the kingdom of heaven being established and you being thrust out. That's the difference. So going back to 2 Chronicles 33 and read from where you left off.
It says, and the people spake to Manasseh, and the Lord spake to Manasseh and his people, but they would not hearken.
Notice it said, the Lord spake. You know why it says the Lord spake? Because a lot of times we take the people that are saying the things that is coming out of the scriptures to be their words. But in reality, it is the Lord himself speaking. Matthew 10 and 20, let's prove that. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 20. A lot of times people think that it's just, you know, oh, it's this person saying that. Or it's that person saying that. And at times it could be that. But you know how you will know? When it's of that person's own, they're going to speak to their own glory. They're going to speak out of their own mind. They're going to speak out of their own heart. Well, I think, what I believe, well, I say no. When it comes from the Most High, it's going to be, well, the Most High said this. Okay? And if they're pulling out the scripture wrong, you will be able to show it. No, you're not rightly dividing. That contradicts this part of the scripture. And that's how you will know it's not from the Most High. But when the scriptures, bam, 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 right after one another, and the doctrine is sound doctrine, so you don't receive it, that's to your own hurt. It's not to that person's hurt. The scripture says you're opposing yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know how you have an opposition, somebody that is opposing another? Instead of opposing another, you really coming against your own, against yourself. You know, instead of looking at it like, I'm coming up against what he's saying, you're really coming up against yourself. And that's what the Most High has shown us in the scriptures. Matthew 10 and 20. Read that.
Matthew chapter 10 and verse 20, and it says, for it is not ye that speak.
Right, it is not ye that speak. That's what Christ was showing the disciples. And that's something always to keep in mind. Because sometimes the disciple might get proud and say, damn, I got the Spirit on me. Yeah, you might have the Spirit on you, but it's the Most High who's using you as an instrument. Okay, it's not your word. It's not your, you're not the Lord over the flock. Okay, so you are just doing what the Most High bid you to say. You know what I'm saying? You can't get prideful like you the truth. You know what I'm saying? The truth is Christ. You understand? So it says, for it is not ye that speak, read on.
But the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you.
Right, but the Spirit of the Most High is that speaks through what? Through certain men. So that's why the Most High said he spoke unto Manasseh. They didn't hear no voice coming down from heaven saying, Manasseh, what are you doing in my temple? Are you crazy? Get that crap out of here. They didn't hear no voice like that. What they heard? The prophet saying, thus saith the Lord, if this is not taken down, the Lord will take you down. You know what I'm saying? That's what they heard. Prophet might get what? Locked up. Slapped around. Thrown in jail. Being up for saying what the Most High what? Bid him to say. Okay? Likewise today. You might say something out of the scriptures and people give you hard face. Don't be afraid of hard faces. If it's coming out of the scriptures, give them the hard face back. What's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? And hopefully they what? Back up and take correction. All right? Go to the book of Thessalonians. Thessalonians. We went to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we're going to start at verse 11.
1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 11. As you know, how we exhorted and comforted and charge every one of you as a father does his children.
Right. The disciples, when they went among the people, right? When they went among the people and were teaching the people, it says they exhorted. You know what it means to exhort? Sometimes you're feeling down. I don't know if any of y'all read the Prayer of Manasseh, but if you read it, it will exhort you. You know why? Because it has great meaning. There's a reason why it's in the Apocrypha. A very important reason why. So you got to hear exhortation at times. You got to hear how the Most High is merciful. And they were saying that to the people back then. They said, look, the Most High will not kick you out. Just repent. Just stop worshiping these gods. Right? It says they comforted the people. You know, because sometimes the people feel what? Feel, a person might feel, you know, discouraged about being in the truth. But they got to be comforted and be told, look, the Most High chose you. You didn't come into the truth because you're smart. He picked you out. Okay? It says, and charged. The word charged means and commanded every one of you. So once you hear exhortation, once you hear about the good news that the Most High is dealing mercifully with you, you got to also hear what? Commandments. You can't be like, yeah, that sounds good. Oh, the Lord loves me. Oh, yes. But then it said, but you can't be wearing pants. Nah, Brie. Nah. What you talking about? Nah, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. You got to hear what? The commands also. Like, elders were coming around. They treated the people like they were their children. Okay? Because a father doesn't want their children to go through what? Through evil. A father would like their children to be guided right. To be treated well. And they want the best for their children. That's how the elders of our nation are supposed to be. Continue.
It says that ye will walk worthy of Yahweh who have called you unto his kingdom.
Right. You got to walk worthy. You got to show yourself to be worthy to be in this truth. And to make it even to what? The kingdom that he called you to. It says that you will walk worthy of Yahweh or of God who have called you unto his kingdom. Because it belongs to him. It says, and glory. So when we want to be partakers of that, you can't come in your own program. No, you got to do it according to the Most High's program. He said, look, you got to be dressed. This is the uniform to my kingdom. If you don't come in that uniform, you can't come in. Listen, this is the way you got to speak to be in my kingdom. This is the way you got to act to be in my kingdom. Look, this is your job. This is your role. You can't go outside of it. Just do that. Concentrate on that. So if you want to make it to his kingdom and be glorified, be given a palm, be given a crown, be given gold, be set on high, then you got to do what he says. You got to do the charge. You got to do the commands. Continue.
Verse 13. For this cause also thank we Yahweh without ceasing.
Right. For this reason, we always thank the Most High. And the reason he's going to explain it, the reason is not what he said before. It's what he's about to say. For this reason, we thank the Most High without stopping. That's what it means, without ceasing. Continue.
Because when you received the word of Yahweh, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men.
That's the point. You can't be receiving it like it's the word of who? Of men. You got to receive it as, this is the word of the Most High. That's why the prophets used to say, thus saith the Lord. Meaning, I'm not the one saying this. The Lord said this. Yahweh said this. Okay? So he was giving thanks because the Thessalonians, they were studious of the scriptures. When Paul was pulling out scriptures, they went to it and said, let's see if it's true what he's saying. And when they read it, they were like, yeah, that's true. That's thus saith the Lord. That's what the Lord said. We can't take offense of what. Okay? Continue.
But as it is in truth, the word of Yahweh, which effectually worketh also in you that believe.
And as it is the truth of the word of the Most High. The truth you can only find in where?
Scriptures.
In the scriptures, in the word of the Most High. Now you might think that the word of the Most High has no effect. But here it said it's effectually. You know what it means by effectually? If you really believe in the scripts, yo, that joint has an effect on your soul and your body.
It takes action.
Immediately too. Okay? You get tested immediately. Your spirit changes. Even if you're sad and somebody comes with a good, damn, that made me feel good. That it made me take that burden just came off of my shoulders. And if you're feeling happy and you don't know that you're crazy what you're doing right now, and somebody come and say, wow, you wicked as hell, and show you the scriptures, then you like, that joy immediately leaves. It has an effect. You're like, damn. And you feel like crap. And you feel repented. And you feel saddened. That's if you what? If you believe. It only has that effect if you believe. Go to chapter 4 of the same book. Chapter 4, and let's read verse 8.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 8. He therefore that despiseth not men, but Yahweh.
Read that again.
All right. It says, he therefore that despiseth not men.
Right. Despiseth not men. Okay. If you are despising, like for example, let's say your brother comes to you with some script. Let's say your sister comes to you with some script. Let's say your mother, your father comes to you with some scripts. and you, the spirit of hatred come upon you. You despising what they're saying. You're not really despising them. It's not them you're showing the hatred to. You got to understand who you're really showing the hatred to. When you disobey your parents, it's not really your parent that you have the hatred towards. You really have the hatred towards the Most High. When you disobey your elders, when you disobey your husbands, when you disobey anyone that's coming out of the scriptures, you're disobeying ultimately the Most High. It says, he that despiseth not man. The word despise means hate. He that hates, it's not hating man, but God, but the Most High, who hath given unto us his Holy Spirit. So here it is, the brother has the Holy Spirit on him, and you can't even gainsay or resist what is being said, but you're going to hate it. Then who you really hate? The Most High. You understand that? All right, let's go back to 2 Chronicles 33. I want you to understand that, because a lot of times we are willing to accept scripture, but when the time comes, the time of temptation, of trial, or the time of, you know, of that you need to apply it, because you heard it already, okay, that's when you start despising, like, oh, I hate that. You start hardening your heart and making that heart more stony than it was before, okay? No, you need to let that word of the Most High penetrate and break that stone, okay? Because you know stone could be broken, right? Mm-hmm. You know how stone is usually broken? When they want to get to the pipes.
Hammer, sledgehammer.
Jackhammer or sledgehammer. Mm-hmm. You know what the Most High called this word?
A hammer.
A hammer. You understand that? Pong! You can make your heart mad stony, okay? And walk around with a stony heart, but when he jack your ass up,
it's going to crack.
In pieces like a glass. Be like, you're going to be like, oh, I should have paid attention. Oh, Lord, please get me out of this situation now. That's when you what? That's when you want to submit. But then at that moment, it might be too what? Too late. Okay? Just like a homosexual, he's like, I don't want to hear what that got to say. But when he got AIDS, he's like, I got this because I was a homosexual. You know what I'm saying? At that moment, it's too late. When they tell him he got only 3 months left. And he looking like, you know, like the living dead. You understand what I'm saying? It's too late. That his spirit's so broken that he can't do nothing about it. Likewise, it's with any other situation. You know, you get hard-headed and the Most High here calls you to fall. Now you're, you know, your feet is jacked up or your knee is jacked up or your head is jacked up or whatever. And the Most High make you understand, listen, I'm going to break you if you don't do it my way. See, like, when you go into the army, you in the army, they break you down. They make you as low as a dog because they want you to basically make yourself completely submissive to them.
Right, so straight submission.
You don't even think for yourself no more. You know what I'm saying? This truth is the same way. The only difference is the Most High doesn't want you to become a dog. The Most High wants you to become holy. You know what I'm saying? And he'll break you down. If you don't follow his way, like look at Jonah. Jonah didn't want to do what the Most High say. What Jonah did afterwards? That cat was crying. He was humble. He's like, what was I thinking? I was forsaking my own mercy. You know what I'm saying? God was crying in the well. Then the Most High made him do what he was supposed to do in the first place.
It was in hell, man.
Yeah, that's what the scripture called it, hell. So we have to understand that the Most High will break us down.